I greet you from the sunny, balmy, humid nature-filled nation of Sri Lanka, where in all things at all times, Jesus remains Lord of all. You know, the experiences of life continue to stretch. The experiences of life continue to test the very core of who we are. It's not easy. You know, I used to wonder, does it get easier? Does it ever kind of just sort of like, you know, do we ever find that place of rest and peace, you know, on this side of eternity? And, you know, on one level, I know that God loving us and caring for us, and that He that began a good work in us will carry it on to completion. I know that that completion and that carrying it on involves a lot of difficulties, a lot of heartbreak, a lot of trying situations, a lot of challenges that are what mold us and shape us and chip away at all the things that are not like Him in us. You know, sometimes I've looked back at some of the things that God has led me into, and I really do believe He's led me into them, because once I've come through, I can see the wisdom and the purpose behind what He's put me through. But gosh, some of those things, you're just like, wow. I mean, in your own natural thinking, you wouldn't put yourself in there, especially if you wanted to be a follower of Christ and truth and all of that. You would think the last place that you would end up being, or being in or around, would be whatever. But it is His way. You know, God sends His sheep out, and He puts them in difficult situations. He allows us to go into that. But all the while, the Lordship of the Son of God remains true, remains consistent in us. You know, this is His plan. This is His way. This is the kingdom manifest in and through us. You know, I know the stretching, though, that we go through. You know what? There is one side of it that does get easier, in that they used to talk about that. They used to say, you know, new level, new devil. Some of my friends used to say that. They'd be always like, you know, hey, go in the new level, new devil. And that, you know, as you get stronger in your faith, as your faith grows, as you continue to, you know, move forward and realize that God is true in everything that He does with you, in the ways that He does it with you, that He knows what He's doing, that He's never let you down, that He's always carried you through. And then you can go into increasingly trying circumstances, increasingly difficult situations, and you know that the God that made you, that fashioned you, will carry you through. Your faith gets strengthened, and then along the way, you know, that test comes, and then you wonder, well, what about this situation? You know, and the question then starts coming back to you, because He helped you through what was seemingly a small situation before, and now you're in a big one. And then once you come through what seems to be a big one, then you're in a bigger one, and then a bigger one, and then a bigger challenge, and a bigger test to your faith, to your perseverance, to your character, to your hope. And in that process, you know, just comes to a place. And I think this is part of the finishing work of Christ in us, because we eventually do become a finished work. I mean, He continues to chip away at us in this life, for sure. But there is a process and a path and a time of our showing. There is a process when, you know, you and I will end up, you know, being revealed for what we are. And, you know, some of the stressors and the strains that we go through, the ones right now, you know, it's amazing to me. I just, you know, some of the things even, you know, even very, very recently, incredibly recently, that I've had to deal with, you know, a year ago they would have melted me. or there would have been something really hard or really difficult. And then today, because God has strengthened me, you know, it's not so bad. It's not so hard. Sure, you still face it. Sure, you're still, you know, dealing with that strain, that weight. But it's not so heavy. Yes, there is that scripture that says, casting aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, and running the race marked out for us. You know, that's in Hebrews. It's either Hebrews 11 or 12. You know, we do cast aside those weights. I'm speaking about in a different way, though, in like if you were lifting in the gym or something like that. You know, you can, as you go forward, you get stronger. As you continue to strengthen those muscles, you get stronger. What was heavy for you at one point is not so much anymore. So, you know, God puts us into that. He allows for us to go into that. Now, there's a difficulty that we face in that, you know, each time, the only way that you get stronger, if you've ever worked out, you know this, the only way that you get stronger is by pushing it harder the next time. So the way that you get, I mean, the Olympics is coming up. You know, an incredible gathering of arguably the most fit athletes in the entire world. And for them to get stronger, the way that they get stronger, it wasn't by doing, any strength or endurance athlete. The way that they get stronger, it's not by, taking it easy. No, the ones that you see there that will be performing at an incredible level and moving at incredible speeds or accomplishing incredible feats of physical endurance, it didn't just happen. You know, they were tested. They were tried. They were pushed by coaches. They were pushed by but internally something compelled them as well. You know, something compelled them to move forward to that level of performance. And likewise, you know, what God does with us, His Spirit, He's the comforter. He's the counselor. He's an incredible coach. You know, in my experience, He's an incredible coach. He will train you and teach you if you let Him. He will lead you and guide you if you let Him. He will show you a way forward if you let Him. But this is His will, His desire, His plan, His purpose. It's not up to us. You know, it is not... Now, we have a place in that we combine our will with His. But the will of God is the will of God. It's His plan, His purpose, His bat, His ball, His field. The whole thing is His. And we have a role to align ourselves with that in order to... You want God to do what He's doing with you in conjunction with you, not in spite of you. You want God's will to be fulfilled, not because, you know, not and you not be a piece of furniture on the stage, but you want to be part of it. You want God to be doing it in and through you. And He does that. But you got to sign yourself up for it in your heart. In your heart, you have to say, you know what, Lord, no matter what, I want to be in step with You. No matter what, I want to go with You. No matter what it might cost me in this life, in this world, in the way of substance, possession, relationships, you know, whatever. I don't mind. Lord, as long as I know it's You that's sending me, You that's directing me, You that's leading and guiding me, that's what I want. And each and every day, that's what we want. That's what our desire is. That's what our heart is. Our heart's desire is for the will of God. You know, I know that, you know, for His people, you know, the ones that listen in here, your heart's desire is for the will of God. You desperately want that. You want to please Him. You want to walk with Him. You want to know the fullness of what life is and what life can be in connection with Him. You don't want anything less. And something inside of you frustrates you. It gnaws at you. It just aggravates you. Why? Because you know there's more. And you know that God's destined you for more. You know there's more, and you know God's destined you for more. And yet, it doesn't seem to quite happen. Yet, it's there, but it's not. You have peace in your soul, and yet at the same time, things are stirred up because you know there's more. You know, there's some things that God can only teach us by taking us the way that He does. There's some things that will only happen if God goes a particular route with us. For example, our salvation would not have been possible had it not been for the cross. You know, you and I needed the cross. And without the cross, you know, it wasn't happening. Without the cross, you and I, there was it. We had no way back. We needed the cross. And God went through it on purpose for us. You know, you and I, there's certain things that it's only because we go through them that God is able to accomplish some stuff in our lives. And that's unique to each person. You know, it is person specific. You know, God custom makes everything. You know, you look at the trees. You know, every tree is different. Look at the fingerprints. 6 billion, not 7 billion people in the world. Everyone's fingerprint is different. Isn't that incredible? You have a space of about, 1.5 inches or so? By, you know, 3/4 inch. And there's over 7 billion variations, and not one of them is the same. Incredible. Incredible. Everything is artistic. Everything is unique. So God knows what He's doing with us. And He takes us through the series of things that we go through for a reason. And part of that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Part of that is that you and I need to go through these things. Because without it, there is no process that transitions us, transforms us. You know, I look back a little bit and I see how God has changed my heart in some ways. You know, in a lot of ways. I mean, He took a hard heart and gave me a soft one. Gave me a heart of flesh. He took essentially gave me compassion. You know, where before it wasn't like that. Before there was judgmentalism and hostility and harshness and anger. And God took that and softened it and gave me peace and a heart of forgiveness towards people. You know, I think forgiveness is one of the most incredible gifts that you can live in. Because God forgave us, and His instruction to us is to forgive others. When others sin against us, His instruction is to forgive them. Now, does that mean that you set yourself up for another thing to happen to you? Use some wisdom. You know, I mean, you don't, unless God's putting you into that situation, you don't necessarily need to do that. You can be wise in the way that you go forward. But, the thing is, you release, because in your heart you don't hold anything against anybody. In your heart you've let it go. You know, in your heart you just want the will of God above all. You don't want the things of the world. And anything that would block that, you don't want it. Whatever would block that, you don't want. So you'd rather let go of the block, you'd rather let go of the issues, you'd rather let go of those things than going forward in something that's not Him. See, now that's one of the challenges too, because sometimes you want to know that it's Him. You want to know that He's leading and guiding you. You don't want to move another step without Him. And, you know, it's, I mean, for the follower of Christ, something, the very core of who you are is you want to be in step with God. You really do. You don't want to miss Him. You don't want to miss what He's doing. You don't want to miss what He's about. You don't want to miss His plan, His purpose. Nothing. You just want Him. And in the days that come, God is pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. There's unique gifts that are being activated in His people. You know, I've had glimpses of some of these recently. You know, just very, very interesting. Very interesting. Like, you know, I've noticed how some of these gifts that God has put in us are getting active again. You know, coming to fruition for these last days incidents that will be at hand. And you and I, you know, we're in a place right now of transition. Crossroads, if you would, but transition more than anything. Of changing. Because, you know, many of God's people, you've just given yourself over to God's plan and purpose. There is no more crossroad. It's just a road. A road to life. It seems straight, narrow. Few there are that find it, but you found it, and you're on it. You've taken that turn, you've trusted the Lord, you've gone forward with what He's doing. You appreciate His hand on your life. You want nothing more than to please Him. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In the midst, though, of the struggles that we face, He's with us. You know, does it make sense? No. No, not really. You know, there's a lot of things in this life that don't make sense, and you can probably drive yourself insane trying to figure them out. But you know, there's more of an artistic flair to the God that we serve in all of this. I mean, if you notice an artist, I mean, if you tried to figure out some of the most amazing artists in the history of the world, it would confound you because of the way that they relate and the way that their art is. And as time passes and you know, people reflect back on the creations that they've made and they see what they are, then that's where there's like, oh wow, this is what that painter was making. Oh wow, this is why, you know, the work that they did was so incredible. And for us, God is still painting that tapestry. He's painting the tapestry of your life. He's painting the tapestry of the history of this world and all that will take place. I mean, it's so amazing that God gave us a sneak peek in the book of Revelation. That God gave us a sneak peek of what the world was going to face in time to come. And where things are at, God's redemptive plan, so much. But people, they themselves, they need to embrace that tapestry of God's and the place that they play in what God is doing in this whole time and place and season. You know, He has a role for us. And He wants us to follow that. You know, I'm just amazed. I'm amazed at God's goodness. You know, I am so grateful for the hand of God on our lives, for Him allowing us to do the things that we do, to experience what we experience, to go a particular way, to be welcome at the close of this life into eternal dwellings, eternal lasting places of comfort with Him and in Him. In Him, you and I, we live and move and have our being. You know, we remain in the vine. He is the vine. We are the branches. And we remain in Him, and His words remain in us, and we bear much fruit. You know, God knows what he's doing with us. You know, I constantly am reminded of that, especially when I get to struggling and feel a bit low, is that God knows what he's doing with us. He's never, ever, ever forgotten about his people. And though sometimes things may seem bleak, they may seem difficult, but God's got a way. You know, he's got a way of carrying us through. He's got a way of strengthening our hand in difficult times. He's got a way of encouraging our souls when there doesn't seem to be much to be encouraged about. You know, I mean, he's just got ways of teaching us things. You know, I was just thinking about this one. Look, and I just, this was brought back to me the other day too. Smile. You know what? Just smile wherever you are. Because you know why? If you smile, that's connected to your emotions. And sometimes people, you know, what most people expect is they will, out of when they feel good, then they'll smile. But rather, smile and you'll feel good because it's connected. You know, have a godly view of who you are. See yourself through God's eyes. Allow God to show you who he sees you as. So yes, God knows what he's doing with us. God knows what he's doing with you. He is in control. And in all things, we need to praise him. We need to thank him. But realize that your connections and your emotions, there are things that you can do about them. You don't have to be a victim of circumstance either. You know, think about Paul and Silas in the jail, you know, in Acts 16. I mean, in the middle of that, they were praising and worshiping God. You know, in the middle of a difficult time, they did not allow for their circumstance to dictate their internal state of being. You and I do not have to allow for our circumstances to dictate our internal state of being. We can be free, regardless of whatever is going on. If in your mind and in your heart, you're free, in your spirit, if you're free, it doesn't matter what's going on inside. You can be in a difficult place externally, but inside you're free. Inside you have joy and peace. In all things we praise him. In all things we give glory unto God. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He has carried us through. He does not turn away from those that call out to him with a broken and a contrite heart, that seek him. He knows what he's doing with us. God knows what he's doing with us. You know, I've had to encourage myself in that in difficult times. I've had to encourage myself in the Lord. Just like David had to encourage himself in the Lord. I had to encourage myself in the Lord, knowing and trusting that he that began that good work in me will carry it on to completion. Knowing and trusting that, you know, in the things that he's allowed me to face, that he's got a purpose in that. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, you know, who's a wonderful brother in Christ. And, you know, we were just sharing some of our stories. And, you know, it's incredible when you meet a kindred spirit and somebody that's been through very similar things to what you've been through. And he was just sharing with me, you know, how in a previous job of his, how, you know, he was cheated out of a lot of what was, you know, belonged to him, what he had earned. He was cheated out of by his superiors. And how, you know, after he had left, because he just left instead of taking him to court and doing all that, but after he had left, how, you know, a few years later, the whole thing just went bankrupt and everybody got in trouble. And, you know, that's what God does, is he allows for us to be put into difficult situations where we get targeted by the worlders. We get shot at, we get, all of that stuff happens. And then, and he carries us through. And then later on, you look back, and he used us to mark all of them. And then they face the consequences of what they've done against God. Because we are his ambassadors in this world. We do represent the Son of the living God. We are marked by him for his purposes. That is part of his plan and purpose. It is for us to be out there. It is for us to get shot at. You know, that happens. It's okay. Look, whatever it is that you and I face, it's okay. Because he will take us through. You know, the things that we face, they're common unto the people of God. You got to realize that what you face is not just you. You know, that's sometimes we get that feeling that it's just us. And we get those feelings of loneliness. We get those feelings of despair. But in the things that we face, it's not just us. It's not just you. It's all of God's people. And they're common unto the people of God. And in them being common unto the people of God, know that your Savior went through. Jesus went through. And the trust, the hope, the faith that we have by his Holy Spirit in us, you know that you can carry, that you can carry your cross and follow him, because he gives you the power to do it. Look to him, the author and the finisher of your faith, to carry you through. Look to him and trust him, because he knows what he's doing with his people. You know, I guess we just, that point just needs to be hammered home, because I think so often we feel like we're rudderless ships floating around out there. You know, and but no, the Spirit of God is leading us. And you just look to him in each moment of each day, trusting him, asking him to lead and direct and guide, and knowing that he that began that good work in you will finish it, carry it on to completion. You know, smile, keep a good attitude. You know, I mean, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, you know, there's a full list of stuff. Think on these things. You know, let your mind focus on that which is beautiful, that which is positive, that which is strengthening you, and allow that to be your train of thought. Let that be your natural default point. Don't think about all the things that, you know, would tear down your mind and your heart. Rather, think on him. Enjoy his creation, enjoy the journey, enjoy the support and the help that you get from his people, and the fellowship and the company that you have for the children of God. Be good to them, because God's placed them here for you. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them how much you appreciate them this day. And trust, because in all things, God is in control. As you trust him, he will lead you through. He'll always be with you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never, ever, ever let you down. So, yes, trust him. Oh, man, I love it. Hey, so God bless you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, always. And hey, keep on keeping on, my people. And love the journey, because God is in it. All right. Hey, talk to you guys later. Bye.